In a video that went viral, a Buffalo Police Department SUV is seen running into a man who had been wielding a knife at police officers while he was threatening to harm himself. That incident is at the center of this morning's press pass conversation with Daniela Porat of Investigative Post, who has been reporting on the Buffalo Police Department and how the quantity and quality of the de-escalation training provided to its officers are well below professional standards. Such training, Porat points out, could have brought about a different outcome in the SUV incident.
At least clear to me in the SUV incident that the officers had to decide, well, how am I going to deal with this individual? And the response of using an SUV is something that we all need to talk about and decide whether that is okay. And the fact that he wasn't shot should not make us complacent.
So let's talk about that then. Mm-hmm. What are people saying? You obviously have reached out to different sources. What are people saying about that incident and the response involved?
Well, I mean, let's point to the union lawyer who said that using an SUV is not something that was taught in the academy, but hey, it worked. Other people are saying, well, he wasn't shot and he didn't die, so that's okay. I think because we as a public have access now to these videos of police misconduct, we should be analyzing not only our own behavior, but that of the police department and how their training strategies affect community police relations. And in this case, it seems to me that it failed. We shouldn't be measuring the success of a de-escalation strategy by the fact that they weren't shot, but did the individual go home okay? Did the officers go home okay?
It's interesting to hear that because I'm curious about what people are saying from the community standpoint. Can we gauge, do we have an idea of what the community's feeling is toward the Buffalo Police Department?
Certainly. And actually, the Partnership for the Public Good, they published a couple reports and surveys about that very subject, about police-community relations. And the prognosis is not good, especially in Buffalo's African-American community. Less than half of the city's black residents feel confident enough to call the police department in an emergency. And I think this idea, you know, often what politicians would say to me is, well, we haven't had a Ferguson, we haven't had a Charlotte, we haven't had a Baltimore, so things are fine. But what Sam McGavern of the Partnership for the Public Good said to me is that we don't need a big tragic incident to define our police community relations. Not being able to call the police department in an emergency, I think, is a pretty severe reaction to bad police community relations, because that eventually ends up hurting the police because they're less able to do their job and less able to solve homicides and less able to do what they're supposed to do in terms of crime solving.
You are continuing to do coverage of police-related issues. What else are you looking into in terms of how the police department and the city of Buffalo and its police department are trying to address issues moving forward?
The Buffalo Police Department is currently not accredited with an outside professional agency. Accreditation is like a good housekeeping stamp of approval that many police departments seek, 152 actually in New York State under the state's program. And why a police department might pursue that is because, well, it can help them stay on top of best practices in policing. It also provides some additional external oversight and peer review. You have other police agencies coming in and looking at your policies. Buffalo Police Department is not accredited, even though it is mandated by the city charter.
Daniela Porat, we're looking forward to more of your reporting on this, and we most certainly appreciate you stopping in with us on Press Pass.
Thank you so much.